The 143rd annual homecoming recently took place in Nicodemus, a small western Kansas town founded in the late 1800s by black pioneers. KMUW's Carla Eccles attended the celebration and has this report.
Visitors to Nicodemus lined the streets watching the opening parade. Donned in blue uniforms, the black men portraying the Buffalo Soldiers proudly steer their horses onward as their trooper carries their military flag flapping in the wind. The homecoming draws family and friends from around the country to celebrate the town's heritage. Angela Bates is the executive director and founder of Nicodemus Historical Society. She says Nicodemus was settled in 1877 after emancipation at the end of Reconstruction. Bates says African Americans were beginning to move out of the South and into the West.
We are not exodusters. People want to group us into that. But no, we are an organized town, and people were solicited to come and settle in the town. So Nicodemus represents those all-black towns that started to pop up all over the West. It's the oldest and only remaining.
Joseph Rupnick, tribal chairman for Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation, also joined in the festivities. Native Americans had shared history with the Nicodemus settlers. Rupnick says while searching for buffalo in western Kansas, the Native American scouts stumbled upon Nicodemus. Members of the tribe got together over a campfire to talk about how they could help the new settlers.
It was decided at that time that they would take half the buffalo that they harvest and give it to the people here, and on top of that, teach them some skills on how to survive on the prairie and some of the things that they could do, building houses and things like that.
Once the Native American scouts returned to their reservation, they told their tribes what happened.
And then those folks there were hailed as heroes. So a lot of us that are here now are descendants of those that came out here to help this community out.
Lucrecia Horn is with the National Park Service and a descendant of Nicodemus.
So my great-great-great-great grandfather, Tom and Zarina Johnson, they come over with that first group of settlers in 1877, and they homestead. And so I come down that lineage, and so that makes me a sixth-generation descendant.
Horn remembers being immersed in Nicodemus history.
My grandmother was still living, so I was able to be around her and her sisters, and I didn't realize it then, but hearing the stories and hearing the struggles and the triumphs of those ancestors, just they put something in me.
1, 2, 3.
A major highlight of the homecoming was the dedication of one of the oldest buildings in Nicodemus, the African Methodist Episcopal, or AME Church, established in 1885. It's one of the few church structures in the country that's part of the National Park Service. It was built out of limestone and is now restored with artifacts on display.
This is original, y'all.
Right. Yeah.
Original.
Wow, look at that.
Reverend Gordon Glenn from Grand Chapel AME Church in Wichita came to witness the dedication.
It gives me hope for the future. You know, if we could come together and put nickels and dimes and pennies and nothing together to do this back in the 19th century, surely in the 21st century, we can do something.
We've come a long way, Lord.
And Angela Bates plans to keep the momentum going. During the homecoming, she took visitors and descendants back to an area called the Ellis Trail, about 35 miles away.
It's the trail from Ellis that the people took. They had to walk after they got off the train all the way over to Nicodemus. That's the next thing for me, is to get the trail designated. We got signs out on the trail where they spent the night, where they crossed people's property, where they crossed the river, all of that. So it's amazing.
Did you say cross the river?
Yes, where they crossed the Saline River and where they got first sight of Nicodemus. All of those signs are up. Yeah, so it's exciting. It's a new day, and we're just going to keep on keeping on.
For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.